Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine, part two, our final one of 2022 here at WFHR. You got your host, James J. at 10:30, and we are joined by one of our greatest listeners, one of our favorite people, Jackie Carantini is here, human development and relationships educator with UW Extension Madison. Jackie, thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome.
Always love talking with you. I'm going to get out of your way, just let you go. I know we've got some stuff to get into today, and really what we're doing today is talking about 2023 and financial goals for 23.
Yeah, just kind of thinking about, I'm not a person who likes to, you know, set New Year's resolutions or anything like that, but I do think it's a good time, especially this week between Christmas and New Year's, to think about, you know, and not just financially, like, okay, went good this year? What, I don't know if maybe I want to work on that, right? Mm. And then thinking ahead to, you know, the next year. And I was just on my drive in this morning, I'm thinking, okay, what's up for us, right? Kind of a big year in my family. My youngest is graduating high school, so there'll be everything associated with that, right? And then some, hopefully, fingers crossed, some kind of school in the fall, right? How are we funding that? And then I just thinking, I have a brother that lives in North Carolina, and I went last fall, and he's like, well, let's plan that you come back, right? And I'm like, yes, I want to go hang at the beach for a week.
Gotta,
right?
Love the Carolinas.
Yeah, so that's all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of running through my head, like, okay, now how do I build that into my monthly budget, right? So thinking through those, kind of those are some of our big things. But then also in the same time, you know, we have a couple family members that, you know, are in their upper 80s. So, okay, do we throw in planning for at least one funeral to head to Florida, right? Like, all that's, you know, so there's this idea of, yeah, there's the everyday stuff, but then there's all this kind of big stuff too. So I think this is a really good time of the year to, you know, think ahead, plan ahead. What are your goals, right? You know, do you want to travel more? I saw, I don't know, in some social media, where it was like a 52 hike challenge. And I had a friend that did that last year, her and her kids. And I'm like, okay, that's great. That'd be super cool, right? But from central Wisconsin, most of them are traveling, right? Yeah. So if you were going every week to, you know, to hike to a different state park or, right? You're planning because you're traveling and with the price of gas, you know, right? So it's like, okay, it doesn't even have to be something big, but it could be something like that. Like, okay, but for my well-being, would that be great? Oh, heck yeah. I want to get outside. Yeah. I want to get exercise. I want to see the state parks. Like, yeah, super cool. But that's going to take a little bit of planning, right?
So this is one of the things that I thought we'd be able to do today. And we've been working together a while now, Jackie. What I was going to enjoy about this conversation, I know I am, because you're going to talk finances, but also the mental health part of this too.
Somehow that never doesn't come up in conversation,
right? It all ties together, doesn't it? It really does.
It does, and it's so funny. I just saw something a colleague and a friend of mine had posted, and it was on, again, it was kind of, you know, how to take care of yourself, especially this time of year, because we, you know, I had somebody tell me this morning, I went to breakfast with some family members, and they said, well, oh my gosh, look at that. There's the sun for about 10 minutes, but we haven't seen sun in like 12 days. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, like you're counting. Like you're counting. How many days that you haven't seen the sun, because it really does make a difference to you. Yeah, it bothers me, but it really makes a difference, right? So it's like, okay, again, knowing yourself well enough to know, what do I need to do to perk myself up? Yeah. And I think, again, tying that all into whether you're thinking about your year, like, okay, and I always say this, I feel like I'm a broken record when I come on here, but you know, what makes you happy? What makes you smile? How do you build that into your week, your month, your year, right? So when we do think about planning ahead, like I said, yep, I'm thinking about graduation, but yeah, I want to take a trip, right? Mm-hmm. Like I want to go sit on the beach and do nothing for, you know, even a weekend, right?
Yes.
Just because, oh my gosh, I can think about that trip I did this past fall, and it was in the middle of one of the hurricanes, so it literally like rained torrentially, but we had about a 3-hour window where I literally went and sat, and the waves were just like 12 feet high because of the, you know, the storms and stuff.
Take me there.
But it was just magical. And right now, even last week when it was 30 below, I could close my eyes and I could hear the birds. I could hear the sound. I could feel the sun on my skin, right? And I'm all about like capturing that so that when it is 30 below and there is no sun, I can close my eyes, I can go there. And research tells us that you get the same chemical hormone release in your brain as when you were right there. Right. So how do you plan those things? How do you plan a trip to your great grandbabies to hear them giggle? I had the pleasure of yesterday participating in our first Youth Hmong New Year. It was fantastic. Oh, cool. Met Macmillan. It was awesome.
I heard it was really good.
But the cool thing about it for me was, I said, because my sister said this morning, well, how was it? And I said, here's the deal, Joe. I got to listen to giggling for 3 hours straight, right? Wow. So I sat in the middle of all the kids and literally listened to giggles all around me for hours, right? And it was like, oh, yes, that's one of the things that I'm like, yeah, that's going to be a high for me for the next, you know, couple of weeks. Because again, it is one of those things that makes you feel good. So if that's one of the things that makes you feel good, but your kids live in California, how do you plan a trip at least once and look forward to that and then bottle up all those giggles and hugs, and then that carries you forward, right? So it does all tie together, this idea of thinking about planning ahead. What are your goals? What makes you feel good? What makes you, you know, the kind of the good stuff that, you know, that you can bottle up and save for another time? Because again, we still get that same chemical release in our brain, even if we close our eyes and go there. But then how do we plan for it, right? So I think the thing that the last year taught us more than anything else is that we need a bigger cushion. Right? There were so many things financial-wise that were out of our control, right? So food prices went through the roof. Gas prices went through the roof. I was talking to someone just in the past week, and there's like, well, there's very few things at the grocery store that are like less than $5. And it's like, yeah, right? Like this, it's just, or even hard to get. So, you know, things that you normally get, like you can't find it. And who would think, or eggs would be so atrociously expensive, right? You know, it's like, eggs used to be the cheapest thing when you did, this was the comment they said, you know, when you did holiday baking, eggs was, you know, chocolate and nuts and, you know, coconut, that was like the extravagant stuff. Who would have thought that eggs would be the most expensive part, right?
Didn't see that one coming.
But all of that's outside of our control. And so I think everyone had a little bit of a cushion in their budget, but when it all happened at the same time, then that went right out the window, right? So then all of that kind of just got absorbed. And then if you did want to take a trip, or you wanted to, you know, splurge on a, you know, a night out for dinner, or, you know, any of those kind of things, that's not even in the works anymore. It's not even a possibility, because we sucked it up with what we just had from our everyday expenses. So I think, you know, it's really good right now, this time of year, to sit down, think about, again, how did the past year go? What was like totally unexpected, didn't plan for, and then just kind of write it down, like, okay, this is, we need to rebudget this, you know, we didn't put in enough for this, who would have thought, you know that kind of thing. And then think about, where do you want to go? So what are some of those big kind of things? What are those once a year things that are going to come up, right? So for me, like I said, you know, graduation is one of those, but it's not going to be cheap, right? So, you know, it's one of those, okay, how much do I need? And then kind of work my way backwards of, okay, I need to set aside $25 a month, you know, just to cover graduation costs, right? You know, that kind of thing. So that kind of build it into your budget so that when it comes, it doesn't throw you off for that month and you're prepared for it, right? So we still know that most Americans do not have a written budget. It's one of those things that what we know about adult learning, we have this concept of see it, think it, write it, own it. I'm going to say it again. See it, think it, write it, own it. And so this is why, whether we're talking about mental health, whether we're talking about physical health, like nutrition or weight loss, or even financial, that when you write it down, you have this ownership of it, and you're like 9 times more likely to actually follow through on it. So it's one of those that, it's great that if we have enough money, or we have it in our head, and I know what my expenses are, I don't need to write it down. You're more likely to be able to follow through and commit to it if it is written down.
Right.
So here's the idea that if you do it now, even just jot it down, you don't have to use a special form or anything like that. Get out a notebook and just kind of do some of the thing. Like I said, what went good last year? What are your goals for this year? How much do you need to budget on a monthly basis to add it in? And then kind of work it out and see where you're at. And that's really important. And I think, you know, there's other, I talked about kind of big things. But then there's other things that are just a part of your year, right? So yeah. When does your car registration come up, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's over $100 now. Mm-hmm. You have a couple vehicles, that's, you know, several hundred dollars. Your fuel costs, you know, for heat for your house, or, you know, especially if you have like a propane tank, that's, you know, several thousand dollars, or heating oil, right? So
it's all piling up right now. Right? In my head. Yes.
Right. So when does that come up? You know, and when do you put that in? Are you going to need a new lawnmower this year? Mm. Or, you know, so just different kinds of things, home repairs, just what's on your agenda. And when you do plan ahead, that also gives you the leeway to look for a better deal, right? To shop around, to find, you know, someone that versus when you need it right now, your options are less and you're more likely going to take what you can get. And it might not be financially the best deal. So take this time of year, do a little bit of planning, think about what's kind of coming ahead. But the important part is, like I said, think about, you know, what you want to do, what you need to do, mm-hmm. And then how is that not going to mess up your monthly budget, right? Mm. So how do you set yourself up to succeed? So that's, you know, I think that's the word. I always, when I say the word a budget or spending plan, I always tell folks it's for you and mm-hmm. it's to put you in the driver's seat. Right? Yeah. So a lot of times I think, especially again, this past year, when everything was outside of our control, we didn't feel like we were in the driver's seat. But when you have a written budget or a spending plan, or even writing down your goals and how much you need to save for it, it puts you in control.
And I want to pick up right from there when we come back from our quick minute break. We're speaking with Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator with UW Extension on Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine, our final one of 2022, and what a great guest to have in to wrap things up. Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationship Educator with UW, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, Wood County. Jackie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about finances and going into 2023, and if you want to have financial success. And one of the things that I thought about right away, that I honestly, I don't think I've ever asked myself, what is financial success to me? Do I want to be a billionaire? Do I want to just get by? Do I want to be able to do some of the things you were talking about in our first part of the segment? Do you think that that's a good approach before you really get too deep into this to ask yourself that question? Because honestly, as an overthinker and all that, I would have thought I'd ask myself that 20 years ago. I never really thought about it until going into it this weekend to get ready for our interview.
Yeah. Oh, no. So awesome. Yeah, that's a fantastic question. And I think it's interesting. Two things pop into my head when you said that. I listened to a podcast last week, and it was on, it was kind of on investing and planning for retirement. But it was saying that if you are in your 20s and you put $100 a month aside, extra $100 a month starting in your 20s, by the time you retire, you will have over $1 million. But if you wait until you're in your 40s or 50s, it's like a significant amount less, right? And it's this idea of, yeah, like it is possible. Again, it puts you in the driver's seat, but you have to ask yourself, like, what is it? What do I want to do, right? And I think the other thing when you just said that, that I thought about too, is that one of the other things that I teach, and I've been just with some family things happening, is long-term care, right? Yeah. Like end-of-life planning kind of thing too. So yeah, Medicare, Medicaid picks up some things, but it's expensive, right? So, you know, some of the long-term care facilities are, you know, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 a month. So whatever nest egg you have built up can go super, super fast if it's not fully covered, that kind of thing. So it's like, okay, what do you have plans for that? Do you know kind of some of that end-of-life stuff? Is there a success plan so that if I do need to go into a long-term care facility, is there a plan, you know, have you already told your kids, yeah, sell my house, sell my vehicles, you know, I want to fund that, or, you know, kind of what your goals are. So even then, even there, so it might not be planning a trip next year, but it might be thinking about where do I want to be 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. So that is a great question.
And my first answer to that for myself, answering myself, because I do that, I ask myself questions and answer them, apparently, I want that nest egg back.
Right.
Like, that was my first thought was, oh, I don't even have that anymore. I want to get that back. Yeah. And I think that was just even approaching the subject was good for me, let alone all the other work that I was able to do after that. Something to keep in mind when you're hearing Jackie talk about these things, it's not just about the... your
immediate.
Future, yes. It's such an immediate thing too.
Yeah.
What are some other things as far as mastering this or getting into this you wanted to touch on?
You know, so I think, again, a part of this that's really important, and again, this goes with any life change. So whether you're talking about financial budgeting, again, whether it's wellness and nutrition, whether it is mental health and well-being, the other part is, I think the biggest thing is share it with those around you. Mm-hmm. So when you do come up with what your goals are or what you're thinking, share it with your family, friends, and loved ones, right? So this does a couple of things. So one, it makes you accountable. Mm. So if I said it out loud and I told you, I can coulda, woulda, shoulda, I'm going to start tomorrow in my head 100 times. Yeah. But if I say it to you out loud, now you're going to hold me accountable and you're going to say, hey, how's that going? Yep. Oh, you know, are you... that's huge.
Yeah.
So share it with your family, friends, and loved ones. I think the other part of that, especially if it's something financial or even health and wellness too, a lot of times we see it as a deficit. Like, oh, I'm doing without so I can save, or I'm not eating as much, or oh, I have to exercise more, right? Mm. That kind of thing. But when we do share it with those around us, they see it and they can buy into the purpose of what we're doing it for, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are, you know, on a tighter budget because, you know, the family does want to go to Disney next winter, right? So it's like, oh, if we all know we're going to Disney, but we're not going to eat out, I'm more likely to be okay with not eating out because, yes, I want to go to Disney next winter, right? Or, you know, a year and a half. So by sharing what your goals are with your family and friends, it not only, you know, makes you more accountable, everybody gets buy-in. So the second part of that is then saying, how confident are you? Mm. So again, any change, not just financial, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you? Mm. If you are not at least a 7, you will fail.
Mm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So ask yourself, how confident am I? If I'm not at least a 7, then adjust your goal, right? Mm. Adjust it. So give yourself more time.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do this in a year. I think I need 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I can save $300 a month. I think I'm more in the 200 range, right?
Yeah.
So if I drop it down to 200, I'm an 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, I read a fantastic, I was going to remember and bring it in and I didn't, but... I listened to, again, another podcast, but a fantastic speaker, and he said, when you're starting a goal, again, that confidence level is huge, and even if it's something, his example was sleeping. He's like, I don't sleep enough a night. I sleep like 4 to 5 hours. Mm. I've been told that it's aging me. He was in his 40s, and he said, yep, my doctor's already told me that I've already shortened my lifespan because I'm not getting more than 5 hours of sleep a night.
This is hitting really home, Jackie. This is really hitting home.
So, he said, ideally, from a health standpoint, the goal is like 7 or 8 hours. He's like, but if I'm sleeping 4 hours, to jump to 7 or 8 just is not realistic, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, my goal is to increase 60 minutes, right? Mm. So I'm going to start with, for at least the first 6 months, 60 minutes a night is my goal. But I'm not, if I start off right off the bat and say I'm going to sleep an extra 60 minutes, I'm probably not going to, right? So he starts with 1%. So I'm going to start off with 1% of that for the first couple of weeks. So 1% of 60 minutes is 6 minutes. Can I sleep 6 minutes extra every night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can do that laying on my head.
Right. I can do 6 minutes, right? So this works with anything. So again, you know, if you want to start saving money, this idea of, yep, I want $100. I don't know if I can do $100. Can I do $10? Right. Yeah. So it's, I break it into little and then work your way up. Then you're getting small successes, right? So after that first week, if you're like, you know, hey, I got this, right?
Exactly.
Your confidence level goes up. You feel motivated. motivated. And then you're like, yep, I can do this. So it's great to have that 5, 10 year, 20 year goal. It's great to have the 1 year goal, like what I want to do this next year. It's also really, really good to have that 1%. What am I going to do this week? So yeah. I always tell folks, like, what are you going to do today? What are you doing tomorrow to get to that 1 month, 6 months, you know, a year, yes. 5 year goal, right? Yeah. Like, what are you doing right now? If you can't break it down to those itty bitty bits, mm-hmm. I will tell you, you will not succeed, right?
There, as always, ton of great stuff right there, Jackie. There were two main things I wanted to come back to. One, especially this time of year, so many people are thinking of resolutions and that. And so much of what we're talking about here can apply to that as well. Yeah. So whatever when we're talking about these things, financial success or New Year's resolutions, any of this stuff, having that support system goes so far. It can be the big difference maker oftentimes of success when it comes to these things.
It is.
You brought up great examples of that. And just to hit that home one more time, how important that is to have that, the support system. But then there's not much that feels better than checking something off your list. And a lot of us are list people. I know I am. And you got that stuff at the grocery store you want to get. And even there, it's like, oh, I didn't know if I was going to, oh, I got that. And it feels good. It's no different than playing a video game or playing a board game or anything else. It feels good to have little successes. This is very similar to that. And when you do that, not only are you, like you said, building up your confidence in that, you are building up something inside you that is contagious. Other people can feel, other people can sense. And many boats rise with the tide and that. And that's something I thought that was kind of cool about this too, looking into it and hearing you talk about it.
Yeah. And I think that's important, right? So if you've ever tried to do something, anything, right? We set a goal or we're like, oh, I'm going to do this. And we always start huge. We start with this big pie in the sky, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Especially if you can see your neighbor doing it or someone at church or, you know, you're like, oh, I can do that. And then you try the first couple of days and you're like, yeah. No, like it doesn't work. And most of the time it's because we bit off more than we can chew, right? Mm-hmm. We start with these huge pieces. So that idea of that 1%, what little, you know, piece of it, component of it, section can you do like today? And then again, research tells us that if we can make it through that first week, we are, you know, again, 10 times more likely to be able to make it to the first month than if you make it through the first month, make it through the 6 months, and then it'll be a habit, right?
Yeah.
So it's that idea of start small, pick that 1%, do that for a couple of weeks, and then build yourself up to whatever you want it to be. Like, what are you doing today? But think about what makes you happy. And make sure you tie in that good stuff. It's important.
Well said. The older I get, the more I realize there are no small victories.
Yeah.
Every victory feels good. Every win feels good. And in this kind of stuff, it can just be such a game changer in your day to day. You know, just a couple more little wins here and there can be the difference of a good and a bad day oftentimes. So even that part of this, what we're talking about, could be a success story right there.
So we started off today talking a little bit about the mental health component of this, right? And that's huge. And I just read this fantastic, it came from Mental Health America, and it was this kind of checklist on if you think you can't, you can, right? So, and it was like, if you really don't want to get out of bed, get up and throw on some slippers. That's great. You did it, right? You know, get in the shower, put on some comfy clothes, put on some fun smelling lotion, right? You know, and it was just this whole list of things that, you know, when you think you can't, even those little bitty things are huge successes, and that is going to get you to tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you don't think you have to get dolled up and put on makeup or get all dressed up and go out with the guys for coffee. No, but if you actually get up, throw on some clothes and get outside and walk to the mailbox, that is just as important, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And it is. And so I think we have to tie ourselves back, roll ourselves back in society to say that, yeah, some days when we haven't had sun for 12 days, doing just that is huge and is really big. And that is a success. And that is a big success, right? And being okay with that and giving yourself that check mark, like, yeah, I did it. I got dressed today. I went to the mailbox today. Because there's some days when it is 30 below or, you know, super cloudy that you don't want to even go outside, right? So it's, you know, there are big things, but there are also little bitty things that on a day-to-day basis are really, really important too.
Are there other resources or other avenues that people might want to check out to recommend?
Yeah, so there's a lot of good stuff out there. I would say we have really been ramping up our extension resources. I also think 211 in our community and the United Way has some really good stuff. We've been gathering some great resources. So if you're looking for some different things, especially on budgeting and saving, we've gathered some things. You can call 211 and they'll hook you up with that. I did want to close today. If you have heard us in the past, we kind of took a, I won't even say we took a hiatus because we went virtual during COVID, but we had a fantastic partnership with previously SWAPS for our Extension Wellness Series. And so we went on a weekly basis to SWAPS, and this goes back quite a few years, probably it preceded me. So, and I started in 18 back here. So previous to that, my colleague Jody Friday did it. So quite a few years, but we're back. And so it's weekly. It will be at the Focus building. So if you haven't had an opportunity to check out Focus, I so want you to go. I so want you to go because it is just a cool thing. So we are going to be on Tuesdays at 3 o'clock. That is going to be right before pantry so that if you want to come, and sit in the class, you can be first in line to get into pantry, which is an awesome opportunity. But there will be me 1 week with financial education. My colleague Hannah Wendels will be doing nutrition and some food safety. And then my colleague Janelle Weir will be doing gardening and horticulture. So awesome. So, and then I'll be rounding out the month with mental health and wellness.
I was going to say.
So good
you
stuff.
You wear a number of hats.
Yeah, so we'll be there. We'll be there on Tuesdays. So if you want the schedule for the year or any other resources on anything we covered today, you can contact our office, 421-8440. Again, 421-8440. And let us know. And we can send you the schedule for that and let you know. We will have one for the whole year, calendar with all the dates and topics for all of 2023. And that will start in February. So don't panic. We're not starting next week. That will start the first Tuesday in February.
I'm looking forward to that. Let the audience know that you can find out more about Focus going to Focus of SWC. That's focusofswc.org. Encourage you to do that. And definitely check out the facility if you get a chance, everybody. It's worth it.
Yeah, so Backpacks is there. They have a meal site there.
Neighborhood table.
Yes. Awesome hydroponics room where they grow fresh produce. Super cool.
Just a big shout out to Dale and the team over there doing great work. And a big shout out to Extension and all of your teammates over there, Jackie. Please thank everybody for us over there for a great year. We enjoy having you guys on and appreciate the time. Have yourself a wonderful New Year's.
Awesome. Thanks, you too.
I also want to send a big thank you to all of our guests throughout the whole year from Morning Magazine, thanking every single one of them for joining us and appreciate their time. And a gigantic, very special thank you to Pam Hilke and the fantastic, amazing scheduling she does year in and year out for us here at WFHR. Have a happy new year, everyone. We'll be back with more soon right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.